This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Tokyo this week trying to drum up some business. Demography, democracy, and demand was his pitch to Japanese business leaders in a speech today. In fact, Modi wraps up his 100th day in office today, a period that held high hopes for a pro-business administration. Sutrajit KK is the editor of Quartz India. We had him on just after the Indian election a couple of months ago, so we have called him up again. Sutrajit, good to talk to you.
Good to be back on your show, Kai.
When we spoke a number of months ago, right after the prime minister was elected, it was very much an optimistic time. People were looking at him as a Reagan-Thatcher model who was going to get things going in business. He would be able to motivate young people. Has any of that panned out in the last 100 days?
You're absolutely right. His election was indeed a time of great optimism. And I would say that not much has changed. A lot of that optimism continues to be. In fact, in a recent survey conducted by India Today, which is a major national magazine, 61% of people said that Modi makes for an excellent prime minister.
The catch, of course, is that there's 1.1 billion people in that economy, and he's only going to be able to touch a part of it. So what are people saying? You know, forget the markets, forget companies. What are people saying on the streets as they go about their daily lives?
There is some concern that he hasn't done enough, but there are enough indications that he is laying the groundwork slowly and steadily to be able to then leapfrog and do much bigger things. Another point I would like to flag is that there are, at this point, very few technocrats in the government. The government does not have a chief economic advisor, which it was thought that several economists, mostly from universities in the United States or from the IMF, were in contention. They have not been appointed. The Modi has done away with the Planning Commission, which has been at the commanding heights of Indian economy for more than 5 decades now. But a replacement, he wants to put in place another think tank that will think about how the economy needs to be structured, what different ways should states and the central government share revenues and all of that. But that has yet to be constituted. So without these technocrats being in place, you know, the full extent of the government decision-making and deliberating and policy-making is not really going to come into effect. And I think many people are waiting for that to happen.
What's your sense of how some of the big multinational companies are viewing the Indian economy now as a place to maybe take on some risk? I mean, Sony is thinking about setting up manufacturing there for the first time in decades. Coca-Cola, on the other hand, is saying it's not going to go in.
Yeah. So I think broadly the sentiment is positive. In June, we saw that foreign direct investment inflows were 34% higher than what it was during June last year. So the broad trend is positive, but there is no sense that a floodgate has opened and a large number of companies want to come in or people are announcing that. That certainly hasn't happened. On all these fronts, there is certainly a tremendous scope for improvement and a lot of scope for more and more companies to come in. But also, Indian companies, if the market sentiment was definitely improving, we would see more and more Indian companies going public. The IPO market has been completely down and out in India for a while. I read every other day that, you know, a great new season for IPOs are coming. But we're yet to see that really play out.
Sutrajit KK, he edits Quartz India. Sutrajit, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure being with you, Kai.